listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Boardwalk Empire After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Boardwalk Empire After Show.
It's like we're at a funeral, literally.
I mean, hello everyone. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV Boardwalk.
Okay, we have to get at least through the intro.
All right, AfterBuzz TV Boardwalk Empire Edition.
Season finale.
Episode 12.
Farewell, Daddy Blues.
Daddy Blues. We knew we were...
That's Kevin Undergaro, in case you're wondering.
Thank you. And who are you?
I'm Sarah Stratton.
I'm over here. I'm Ebony K. Williams. What's up, guys? Yeah, so Kevin's struggling, as you can tell, because this was a really sad and almost unexpectedly sad episode.
But you guys are struggling, too, such as me, right?
No, it is. It is. I'm actually shocked, but we'll get to some of the backstory as to how this went down, because I don't think this was just... normal narrative.
I mean, I'm not saying it's bad writing.
No, it was a great episode. It was just sad.
Yeah. I think we're all just feeling very bummed, very drained. Yeah. I feel like most season finales leave you at least pumped up or concerned, and this one was just like, ugh.
Let me tell you my theory on that.
Taking punches.
On the better series, they don't all leave you pumped up.
Yeah, maybe.
The better series, I mean... The more amateur ones will build up a villain an entire season, then knock him down at the end and make you feel good. The better ones will do that, and then they'll skip a season, maybe two. Definitely a season, and then bring you back. I'm not saying this one's going to, because it could just be that total spiral out. I don't know. But I know with Jip, it was just so neat and clean. Yep. It was such a great
finale. It was what we wanted. It was what everybody wanted. Yep.
And it was so I don't think they could give us that.
I'm just saying even a little bit more momentum to what's coming next.
Well, we got some. I mean, we know we're going to see more Jillian.
I mean,
we're going to see more
Narcisse. Take your pick. Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of places to go next.
Narcisse and Chalky will continue as we saw.
See, I thought that a lot of the characters and like their final shots, we saw a lot of them not sitting in it, but just like sitting in their woes and troubles.
Yeah,
and that's why I'm sitting in my woes.
Leaving
troubles.
You for
I
more.
Didn't see anyone, but I didn't see anyone get that gusto to fight.
Eli did.
To go.
Eli's going to go. We're going to see a new chapter for Eli.
I mean, I think that they all could have new chapters, but they all could also just like, they were all in a position where I wouldn't be surprised if the next frame of them was them all drinking themselves like down the drain. And
what's exactly wrong with that, Sarah?
Yeah,
I'm
right.
not saying that.
That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen.
But the fact that all the characters kind of could be in that position, every single character we saw, like literally next time.
Yeah, but Chalky lost his daughter.
I'm not saying
Narcisse
they don't deserve
had his
to be.
Balls clipped
I'm not
off.
Saying they don't deserve
I'm just
to
saying,
be.
Like, go down the list. Yeah. Your Nucky is stopped by the feds. Eli killed a fed.
The reason I'm feeling drained and bummed out is because everyone is drained and bummed out. And
I'm only sad because of Richard.
I mean, I'm hysterical over Richard because, you know, on a couple of levels. One, we're losing a great actor, a great character. Two, when you think of what that character went through, he was so close. He was so close to, you know, like
having
his peace. And we're going to talk about it. We probably should just... why don't we just start taking topic by topic? But it's funny.
I have one more overall thought, though, before we
go
to topic by topic.
Feel free.
For the first time, I think, this season, though, I thought there were some very, very beautifully done and shot sections. But I was worried about it. They had so much to shove in this episode. The first half, I thought was going by too fast. I thought we were getting scene after scene, 30 second, 30 second, 30 second, and it was too choppy
for
me.
They just had a lot to get in.
Yeah, and I know, I think they had to, unless they had made it like a 2-hour finale. But it was a little too choppy for me.
Did you think that?
No, I didn't think so. I appreciated the efficiency, but that's my personality. You know, I'm like, come on, let's get it done.
No, the reason I asked is because as I've gotten older, I've gotten so much more forgiving. I swear to God, I walk out of these movies, I'm like, that was awesome. And then, people will be like, oh, no. They didn't give it enough girth.
Yeah.
This was not good. That wasn't good. And I, like I said, I don't know if I'm just beat up and getting softer in my old age or what. There's certain shows, this, Breaking Bad, you know, Sons of Anarchy. I just go along for the ride because I trust so much.
There's so much credibility in the showrunners and the directors that, like you said, Kevin, I'll follow them wherever they take
me. Right, wherever they take me, I'm in. I mean, whereas with Dexter, which I did a season of Dexter. It got harder and harder because I wasn't buying into the writing on that. Yeah. And but with these shows, I'm all in as a fan, and I just want to be taken on the ride. I want to enjoy the magic, and it's why a lot of these shows, I don't understand a lot of the podcasts that are out there that are so hypercritical. I'm like, well, why, if you're not a fan, why are you doing, why are you covering the show? You know? So anyway, I'm enjoying the story. I'm clearly so moved by the characters. So I may be bummed, but I'm this is all from a fan perspective.
Yeah. And I think we all, and I don't know who didn't love Richard Harrow.
That's, you have some great, but you know, Abby, you hit it on the head.
Yeah, the first, on, yeah, we were saying before.
Yeah, but you hit it on the head as to the why, but we'll get into
we'll
that.
We'll get to that.
All right, okay. So are we ready to start?
Yeah, now we're ready.
Okay, all right, don't be like that. Come on.
We're good.
Okay,
we're good.
Let's start with Chicago.
Sure.
And Van Alden takes a drink, so that's just another step he's taking.
I have to say, just in general, Van Alden still looking better. Like, he's just looking more polished.
He's a
little. Yeah, this looks good on Van Alden.
Better than a nerd.
This looks good on him. Okay, continue.
No, you remember, like, okay, now the whole nerd thing is cool, but back then, no, being a gangster was cool.
Yeah, and it looks, I mean, he's still Van Alden, but it looks good on him.
Yeah,
I'm happy for him.
When he takes that drink, I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
He's just going further into this. He's, you know.
Yeah, he's almost all in.
And when you, right, and when you get someone like that who's so extreme, forget it.
Yeah.
But I think we talked about this in earlier weeks, why I buy into the way they're writing him, because I've often said that a lot of times, whether people are some of the most evil people we know, but then some of the most good people we know, it's just a matter of extremes.
Right.
Do you ever notice, like, people who will reform? So someone's like a hardcore raging alcoholic, but then we'll flip the switch
and be super religious and super. Yeah, it's just, it's an essence of fanatic.
So speaking of someone, like, I always went to Malcolm X, where he was one extreme and then he just went to the other. And I feel like with Van Alden, it's the same thing. He's just an extremist.
Yes.
So put him in the gangster world, he's going to be just a world-class gangster.
Yep.
Make him a cop, he'll be a world-class fed.
Agreed.
You know, like, I think that's true to life. I think some of these prosecutors, Ebony, you would speak this, right?
Yes, I would say that 100%. And people are always so shocked when you can play it both sides.
By the way, just so, most of you guys know this, but Ebony's an attorney, so that's why I throw it that way.
Yeah, I'm a lawyer. And what we train, how they train us in law school is you've got to be able to as passionately argue each side. Like, people don't understand this. They think that you have to be just like strongly convicted in the defense or the prosecution of somebody. No, to be the best lawyers can argue just as emphatically and just as passionate either side of the issue. And that's really what makes you a great litigator. Your ability to take the facts on this side or that side and be as zealous in your pursuit of either one, because ultimately they reach the same point, which is justice. And that's what we see with Van Alden. He's all in all the time, and that's why I love him.
Right.
Yeah.
And so now he takes this drink, and so to me it's like, oh boy, like he's just
he's new.
He's just only going to get stronger. He's now, you know, now he's doing that. He's drink, you know, with Capone and them. We see Capone kind of and kind of giving the third eye to
Torrio.
To Torrio. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe he was responsible for the shooting.
Yeah, for
last
a second
week.
It looked like that, yeah.
he was suspicious of it. Mm-hmm. And
it's still all very suspicious to me. Even if it's not, it's still...
What's suspicious there? Honey, what's... I'm not... Hey, why... I'm not prosecuting you. I want to know. No, what's
suspicious?
I feel
like everything I say...
No, you guys no, you offer so much good stuff to us, yes, Sarah.
No. Come on. No, I just thought that some of the writing there, like you said historically, like that Toria was going to go home.
Like, yeah, I know. Oh, by the way, and I'm sorry this doesn't... A couple of fans mm-hmm. have said... Stop with the historical spoilers. Okay, yeah. So we don't know if this is going to happen or not. I'm going to stop them. After that's it. So
and in all fairness, we never know how true to historical accuracy they're going to keep it. So that's right. Just my little defense for
thank
Kevin.
You.
So we always knew that, and I liked
you.
That.
My attorney. Yeah. Go ahead, Sarah. Go ahead.
And I really did enjoy like how they positioned him to leave with how he yeah. was shot. So. Violently after with his wife and outside of his home, all of this I really loved. And then in the hospital, as he's decked out in white, mm-hmm. but the conversation they have where he's like, "I'm getting out of your way,"
because
he
felt knew.
Very yes, yeah. it felt very directed and very aware of the situation he was in, and the just the conversation of him saying like, "You won," putting it back.
I agree
to
with
him.
That. I agree with that, Sarah.
No, I agree with that. I think he was saying. You want my job anyway, mm-hmm. so whether it was you, whoever was involved in this, I'm out anyway. Yep. But either whether you did this or not, he knows you're the young buck coming up the ladder, trying to take my mm-hmm. job, trying to knock off the alpha, mm-hmm. and it's yours.
I'm bowing out. Yeah, that's what I wrote down. Torrio bows out. That's what I call that scene.
Yeah,
because that's what he did.
I'm always, you know, what I always find interesting too is how in the 20s. Someone survives whatever it looked like three,
it was
four,
like
five.
50 Cent, like 150. Right? Yeah, survived nine
but I'm
shots.
Sure that was accurate.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
And that's just kind yes. of interesting that yeah. you could survive that.
Yeah.
What, Sarah?
Nothing. Sorry.
No. Wait, are you in this funk over Richard or because of us?
Maybe I'm in the funk over Richard. Maybe I'm in the funk. I don't know. It's like Torrio gets shot like 50 times with a guy five.
I think it was four or five times.
I think it was like five or
okay,
six
I'm
times.
Okay, I'm exaggerating, so. Obviously. But like from, okay, like 10 feet away. Is that a good approximation? 12 feet
But it
away?
Does happen. Okay, I will say. We know examples that people survive.
It does happen. And I don't see.
I know, but in the same episode, we lose Richard to like one bullet from like downstairs. Sad.
But you know someone can get killed with one bullet,
I know
Sarah.
That. Yeah.
And I'm going to trust that the producers kept to the historical accuracy of mm-hmm. how many times he got shot and from the distance.
It happens. It does happen.
It totally happens.
Yeah. I understand.
Do you not
that.
Know the
it
story of
Tupac?
I mean, come on,
no,
Sarah.
No, I know a guy who was shot like seven times. The worst, I'm not even kidding.
The worst yeah. is that last picture of Tupac when he's in the
yeah.
car with Suge Knight. Did you think he had fear in his face? Because I did.
No.
The last picture. Not that it has anything to do with this, but if you guys get a chance.
Side note.
Look at it. Google last photo of Tupac with Suge. And it just looked like he was like, what's about to happen? Anyway.
Could be.
Yeah. Anyway. Now,
all right.
Now we see, finally, it's all lined up for Al Capone. Yep. To become Little Caesar, to become
step into his big boy boots.
Yeah,
yep.
To be the king. We've waited many
seasons. I hope he cleans up a little bit next season.
He will.
Okay.
I'm predicting that, guys, I'm not. This is not.
I'm tired of these sniffles.
This is not a prediction. I mean, this is not a spoiler. I don't know for a fact. I'm guessing that he's going to have to fill those shoes, behave a little more sophisticated.
Yes. There's responsibilities with leadership, and I think that is what I've appreciated more or less from Nucky all series.
Right.
The couple of times we see him slip out of that, even it struck me today, the beginning of the episode when he was on the season. This episode opens with him on the phone with Sally. And the only thing I can think of, once again, distracted by game, hollering at the chicks.
God, that's me. Know? That's my yeah. life.
and you're missing the big stuff. And it happens
really,
every time.
I'll tell you, it's really hard. There's actually a book. There was a book that was published. Steven, this is good for you to know. Steven's in the booth because right. you're in your early 20s.
Yeah, young guy.
And when you're a young guy, I tell you, when you're a guy, I swear to God, in your 20s, forget it. Your mind, most of us just minds as shorts, unless you're Phil Svitek, who runs a network, who's just an anomaly.
I just love Phil.
Right? But Phil's just whatever, because he's a prodigy. But the rest of us, like Steven, he's wired like I was. He's just out of his mind.
Right.
Because your mind is just
You can't help it.
That's all you're thinking. That's all you're and but there was a book that was published. Like if you can get that out of your mind, your business will be so much more successful.
Well, it's like Chris Rock. I mean, I don't think Chris Rock originated,
women or,
but yeah.
Or sex. Just
you
sex.
Will never,
gay or straight,
you will
sex.
Never lose a woman thinking about money, but you'll lose a lot of damn money thinking about women.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the truth of the matter.
It's so true. It's so, what, Sarah? Why,
Sarah, it's true.
What, why are we
look,
from another
I'm a little, planet? I'm a little older than Sarah, so I can tell you this. Look for a man who's thinking more about his money than even you.
This
it's true.
This is not what I'm laughing about.
What are you laughing at? Thank you, Stephen. Why are you laughing? Guys, it's just, it's a season finale. We have a little room to breathe, okay? Yeah. These people, none of our fans are going to hear from us for another, 6 or 7 months.
That's exactly what I'm laughing about, is that we're on the season finale. It's like, guys, now it's time to express what we think about life because we can't talk.
Well, it was rooted in a place where I thought about Nucky. Really, truly. That was my first thought. Get off the damn phone with Sally, Nucky. Pay attention to your business.
That's right. Okay. I know. But all right. So I use Stephen and myself as.
So far
as,
we've got Stephen, we've got Phil, we've got Tupac, we've got a
myself,
book.
Right. Yeah. All right. I'm
sorry. It's been 15 minutes.
All right. We're back. Okay. We're back. Here we go.
We're back. Okay.
We're back. Let's talk about Jillian.
Yes.
Now, speaking of women who've used,
can I just say the brilliance of Jillian, though, in the fact that she points to exactly what I would have pointed to if I was defending her in a court of law, corpus delicti. That is a Latin phrase that says, show me the body.
God, I love Ebony. It is We're so lucky to have you.
I love you guys.
But you're right. But no,
really.
Because most murders, if you do not have the body, right?
You have no case, more or less, with the exception of a few recent cases. But especially back then, my goodness, you have no body. That's definition
right,
of
no
reasonable
DNA,
doubt.
There's nothing, right?
Absolutely. So she's right. And then Richard.
And it was so interesting that she was in this episode at all. I was shocked.
And
I'm shocked that they brought her back.
And I think most interesting that... Again, this season and past seasons, but in this season we've talked about the power of women.
Yes.
The power of women on this series and the power of women, ironically, in the 20s. So for Jillian to be the one, and when she said that, that's what I said. I'm like, you know what?
They do have a resilience in
no
this
body,
show.
No case. No sorry. Body, no that crime. Even exists today. But
yes,
then,
corpus delicti. Yes. Yeah, Scott Peterson barely got prosecuted for that very reason.
Because no body.
Yep.
And so they're pulling her out, because they wanted to wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
But you saw, the liberal press started writing things down.
Yeah, way to go. And cheering for her when she says, why does a man get to do anything he wants?
Right. And so I wrote down old Jillian. So all the things we saw Jillian be this amazing survivor.
Yes.
She got a little weak by, and again, talk about negative reinforcement. So when she actually becomes honest and is
vulnerable.
And vulnerable, it blows up in her face. So now, if she pulls this off and gets out of this, she's going to be
we'll never see her like that again.
That's right. And more committed than ever to just being evil.
Cunning.
And I think that what we're going to get is eventually Jillian's going to have to come up against another woman. I think that's her next plight.
I think it's Tommy's new mom.
I agree.
She's strong
enough. Richard's sister.
Yeah. Richard's
sister.
Her last line on this.
Great prediction, because I think it's going to be Richard's sister.
They're going to go toe-to-toe.
She's ready to hunt.
Yep.
But I see Jillian. Yeah, I see, when I saw the camera pull away from Richard when he was on the stand, and you saw his face get nervous.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, oh my God, we thought we had this in the bag with Jillian, and she spun it on us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw his face get nervous. And then when the director panned away, dollied away, I said, oh boy, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
There was some really good direction in this episode, actually.
Yeah.
I don't remember a poorly directed episode of this series.
No,
but some are better than others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it, I didn't notice. I usually notice. Was it my guy, Tim Van Patten, who directed this one? Being the finale, I wonder. Stephen, maybe you can look up. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Knox and Hoover. I mean, it just...
I don't know how much further Hoover is going to go in putting this, emasculating the hell out of Knox. Director Hoover, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
To me, it seemed like two latent homosexuals.
Yeah, it was. It was a pure... unadulterated pissing contest.
And who even knows their past? Who even knows, like...
Which, I mean, historically, this is not a spoiler, that has been rumored, that Hoover was certainly engaged in a homosexual lifestyle. I mean, It's been a lot said about Hoover, but yes.
This you want another, like, just another, like, stupid Kevin Undergar theory that everyone
please.
Can hate me for?
Please.
I think that sometimes when you can't be, you're not allowed to be who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you're in a society that does not allow you to be gay.
Right.
I mean, we're just now having Absolutely. People be allowed.
More or less. I mean, there's
more
still places
or less. That's
that,
right.
Yeah.
Plenty of places.
Yes.
That will not allow you to be gay. So go back to the 20s. You're not allowed to. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, it translates over to you're not even allowed yourself.
There
it
you
was
go.
Tim.
Okay.
It was Tim Van Patten. I thought so. Yeah, I knew he'd take over for the finale. Yeah. But you're not even allowed to even think it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So just imagine when you bury that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like, there have been actors in the past who've been accused of being gay. I don't know if they are or they aren't. Mm-hmm. But I've noticed that some of the ones that I've known
mm-hmm.
put more time and effort into their craft.
Yeah.
And they just don't date at all.
Yeah.
Because they put all their energy into their acting.
Yeah,
you
I
know,
can see that.
Because yeah. they love, they know if... They
know what that reception is going to be like and feel
them.
Like. Yeah,
they almost don't even want to admit it to themselves. So
yep.
then all the energy, again, goes into an extreme.
Yep.
So with a Hoover or mm-hmm. maybe a Knox, what mm-hmm. I love about the writing is like those characters, I'm just guessing,
mm-hmm.
are repressed homosexuals. And
not, yeah.
and so instead of acting on that mm-hmm. or just having a, you know, a healthy life where they, you know, are able to love their fellow man. Mm-hmm. They bury that, mm-hmm. and then the intensity,
yeah.
the angst, the extremism,
hypermasculinity,
goes into their
yep.
work.
Yeah.
And that's why Hoover, I thought, was so dangerous because
yeah.
he was...
And it's so crazy because, I'm just going to say this, there is a theory that Hoover was actually African-American. And
wow.
so there, this is controversial and whatever, but that's out there. And that is the irony in his harsh attack.
I never heard that before. But by the way,
it's out there.
People have said that Adolf Hitler has a little bit of Jewish blood.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that just makes more of that anger
yes,
and self-hatred.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God. I never heard that about Hoover.
Yeah, Google. It's out there.
Why?
I mean, again, I can't
verify
the truth.
By the way, makes perfect sense mm-hmm. that, you know, now we see who his targets are.
Yes.
You know, he's like, at first he was into the whole organized crime thing.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, nah, you know what? I'm more
he's
into
really
this.
He's really anti these black folk.
Right.
Yep.
No, the Collins are getting too powerful.
Yep.
And this is, I'm going to base my legacy on this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to wrap them up. But we see he and Knox go at it, and Knox calls him out. You're jealous. You never wanted this for me, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. You will call me Director Hoover.
Yes.
Out we go.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Nucky and Chalky. So Nucky, as you said, is on the phone with Sally, being too much into the
woman
the
stuff,
lady
yeah.
folk,
mm-hmm.
into the escaping,
and up comes mm-hmm. Team Chalky,
mm-hmm.
and Sid, of course, is just like white as a ghost, and he marches him in.
He's so not cut out for this.
Yeah,
line
he's
of work.
So not cut out.
So bad.
And the exchange between Nucky and Chalky also bums me out because I love when those guys work together.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting in production design to see Chalky's outfit.
Yeah.
It was almost silly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, he said, I'm having to wear another man's clothes. I think it was
yep.
on purpose.
Yes.
Again, talk about emasculation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every reason in the world to just want to kill Nucky. And go ahead.
I have to make a comment about Chalky's use of the N-word in this scene. Because recently, there's just been a lot in pop culture. Matt Barnes of the LA Lakers has tweeted out this word, and he's been
fined. Did you see the Barkley response?
Yes, Oh,
tell me, wait. So this is interesting. Tell me what, so sorry, you're not familiar with this?
Nope. Okay, just give a context, Kev.
Okay, so Matt Barnes tweets out about he's tired of standing up for his other teammates and N-words have to back up themselves, right?
Yes.
Or something like that.
Yes.
So Charles Barkley, that was kind of big news, but it seemed like the bigger news was Barkley.
The Barkley response, yeah, because he's a much bigger celebrity than Matt Barnes.
Right,
yeah.
And he's... Barkley says something to the effect of...
I think it was something to the effect of, like, we can, within our community, that word is used. It was more or less, to me, I read it as a permission slip from Charles Barkley to say, we use that term, it's used in the locker rooms,
right.
Whatever.
He said, but, you know, if a white person would say it to me or something like that, then I'm offended. But it's like, but some of my other friends say it. And you know, that's how we talk to each other.
That's what he said.
So, and I'm sorry, guys. I'm probably taking this out of context. I heard it once. It was like 3 in the morning. I heard it like I'm listening to repeats all night long. So, but anyway, so Ebony, like you, I need the translation from you. Like,
I mean, my interpretation, and of course, I'm just one black woman, can't speak for the entire race. I call BS on Charles Barkley's response.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I'm from the South. And yes, I've heard the term. I've heard it used intra our community, and I've heard it used externally. And I don't buy this argument that we as black people are now taking this term and extracting power from it, and now it's okay to be used colloquially amongst ourselves. No, that's BS, because the word still has the power to ignite anger and hurt and pain.
It's literally like, you know, Kiefer Sutherland actually said this, but it's probably the ugliest word.
I think it's the ugliest word in the human language, period.
In the English language. I don't know other languages, but I would say, you know, that's the word that you just...
Yeah, I don't think it equates it. And I think we saw that. And yeah, this is his... And there's this whole conversation about the historical use of the term in the modern day. I don't feel like there's a difference. But we see the way Chalky uses it in the scene. He says, is Narcisse your new N-word?
N-word, right.
And then when Nucky rejects that notion...
Yeah, he goes, he said...
So then you're his new N-word. And so that lets you know the meaning behind the power shift in what an N-word always is. Is subordinate.
I've had some people call me that.
Somebody called you an N-word?
I have a couple people
like my N-word, yeah, like you're cool. No. They're stupid. Have them call me. I'll check them.
And one of the people does. He's older and he's well older than all of us. And I go, okay. Like, I don't know what to say. Like,
God, I was just smacking. I wish I could see him. But anyways, yeah. So that was profound.
That was amazing.
It was amazing, and it was very, very telling. So I just had to have a little minute about that. Yep.
With Nucky's response.
Because we don't hear that word very much. I'm sorry to cut you off. We don't hear that actual word that much in this series, considering the time period that this is filmed in the United States.
And it seemed like at that time, it was probably more freely used.
Yes, of course it was.
It wasn't as powerful.
Of course it was. I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's why that's why I had to talk about this was very intentional by the writers. This use of the way Chalky used it. It was very intentional because Nucky could be using that word all the time. But we don't hear it from him, and it's for a reason. I mean, he didn't even say, he said spook. He said coon. Mm. He didn't say that word. And those were not good words.
Has Narcisse used that word?
Yes.
Yeah, he used it in this episode, I believe.
And I think he's used it before.
Yeah.
So,
as well.
But very, always very pointed use. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did Chalky?
I believe in his conversations with Chalky specifically.
Mm-hmm. When Nucky has his exchange with Chalky, do you guys think that Nucky was always team Chalky and he just had like a long term plan, or was he just going with the flow and saying, okay, I'm with you, Narcisse, now. I was with you, Chalky, when it was convenient.
I think that this goes down to who Nucky is. And I think that you can tie it into his end conversation where he's in the car talking to Lily.
Yeah.
Where it's like he tells people you don't really know.
Okay, we got to get there because that to me was so... I wanted to ask you guys what that means. That could mean one or two things.
Yes.
Yes, it does.
But I think that yes, Nucky is not a Boy Scout. He doesn't take things too personally. However, I feel like Chalky's a better business partner than Narcisse, end of story. And that's why he would rather prefer to work with Chalky.
I think he was always going to be
Chalky. I think so too,
Chalky.
And I think that Nucky does develop this kind of dysfunctional family where as much as he does change his phrasing of who Chalky is to him in this episode, whether it's a friend or a partner or a spook or whatever, I think that underneath it, just as he says that Eli is his brother, he does care about these people.
I think he does too.
And I think that he functions on this duality between caring about these people who he has business relationships with and being a good businessman.
Mm-hmm.
And you see it with Sally as well. I think he does really care about her, but she's a business partner as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that typically he tries to arrange the game so that he can put the people he cares about in like good positions, in good business positions. Mm-hmm. But he tries to make them work together. I don't think he often is choosing. I don't think he often is choosing which. What is going on? Are you laughing at how? No, it's
like, if you guys, this is probably so, this is how excited Sarah is for the show. Sarah, it's like you're not even sitting all the way on the chair.
I'm half standing.
You're half standing. Wow. Like why? Okay, I get it. I want to point it out to our iTunes listeners.
Yeah. I actually probably would be standing if I like could be standing, but that'd be weird. So I'm half sitting right now. Anyway, now you got me distracted. What was I going to say?
Well, I'll say this. I'll say that I believe that Nucky was always team Chalky. Not necessarily. I think he cares about him a little bit, to be honest with you. I don't think I believe he cares about him as much as you guys do. I think he believes he's more trustworthy and more loyal to him.
I think he's a better partner.
I think he's a better partner and he's a better asset. I think he doesn't trust Narcisse at all.
Right. No, and Narcisse is
and you shouldn't.
She's batshit crazy.
Right.
He's a better partner. No, I think... Yeah, but, I mean, listen, Nucky is, I think it's business with a little bit of heart.
Yeah.
He's with everything. Yeah. He's business with a little bit of heart, which is why we end up loving him. Yeah. I think, and where we root for him.
Yeah.
I never bought when he shot Jimmy and he said, you know, you're right, I don't care, basically. You know, you can't be a half a businessman or whatever. And he just was like, you know, I don't care. And he blew his head off. I don't know what the writers were thinking at that time. Maybe they wanted to go off in that direction. I never bought it.
And I thought it was authentically him.
I think he struggles with... Yeah.
I think that was a dark moment.
Yes.
I don't think that's who he is.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it was a dark moment for him. Yeah. I think that today, today we dealt with him in some very scary and bad situations, particularly with Eli. But I don't think he's in that same place.
Yeah.
That he was with Jimmy.
Yeah. And I think he was playing Narcisse the whole time, for the record. That whole...
Who's that?
Nucky.
That okay, whole, so let's talk about Nucky and Narcisse. Now, their meeting. Now, they throw the mayor out. Great line from Nucky saying, basically, I'm going to have your job, too, if you don't get out of here.
Yeah.
He throws him out. And then Narcisse, same thing. Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So, interesting that, you know, black man throws out the mayor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Narcisse has made it clear from day one he's not an ordinary black man.
That's right.
That's his life goal, in fact,
right.
Is to make sure that everybody he comes across understands I am not your typical colored man, period. Right.
So then they have, Chalky and, Nucky and Narcisse have their exchange. Mm-hmm. And when Nucky says that line about, I don't want that spook.
Mm-hmm. I never bought it.
What'd you say, Anthony?
I never bought it. He didn't believe that. That was game. That was Nucky running game on Narcisse.
And he ran it well.
And he ran it very well.
Because
I think Narcisse bought it. Because he gave it
Narcisse
context.
Narcisse said, I've heard everything I need to hear, or something like that. I forget. I just wrote in parentheses, we understand.
Yeah, because Nucky's saying everything that Narcisse wants to hear. Look, I don't care about you people. The only thing I have in common with you and your people, I don't care who runs Onyx Club. I have no preference. The only thing I care about is that the dollar is green or whatever, that we all understand the worth of the dollar. It's BS. Of course, he has a preference as to who's running the club. And it's, again, to your point, Kevin, it's not because I like Chalky better. It's he's better for what I'm doing.
Better businessman.
Yeah, of course.
Better partner. And I do think he likes him. But
I do. But that's a byproduct.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's extra.
But
and I don't think it's as much a byproduct. But that's just my
personal opinion. I want to hear why. Yeah. Can I say one thing?
Mm-hmm. Go right ahead.
It was interesting when he said the spook line. Mm-hmm. If it was game, and I think you're right, it was. Mm-hmm. It worked because Narcisse's face, he just made the smile like, that's right.
Now you see him, because that's how Narcisse sees Chalky. He sees
you're,
him as an N-word.
Racist
he's a
piece of shit.
Yep.
And who just wants to make money on all of us. But you know what? Fine.
Mm-hmm.
For the greater good, I'll do business with you for now.
Right.
Wipe out this other guy, Chalky, for me. But I know who you are.
Yep.
You're just like every other white person.
Like
you're a racist piece of crap.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I'll just deal with you later.
Yep.
So, Sarah, what were you going to say?
I know. She just mentioned, where these people lie in Nucky's order of importance, and if their caring relationship or friendship comes as a byproduct of just the business, I think it's more than that. I think that it's not a sideline. I think the two run parallel.
I agree.
And go back and forth. I mean, we see this conversation between Narcisse And Nucky, I compared it to the conversation we saw maybe two episodes ago,
mm-hmm.
In like the war memorial shelter thing that Chucky was hiding mm-hmm. in, and where we really got the deep conversation about business, about what's happening next, the planning mm-hmm. between them two. And there's just such a more honest and open and business balanced with friendship, advice balanced with planning setting. So I
yeah,
think
that's
they
true,
do.
Sarah.
I
just
do think they work. I think they work.
I hope you're right.
And from Nucky's perspective, you might be right, but I'm just going to tell you the truth. If this was really going on back in the day, when you're dealing cross-racial,
mm-hmm.
there's just, at this particular time in history, it's always going to be an underlying suspicion. It just has to be that way.
Well, I'm saying...
Yeah.
And I think
from Chalky's perspective.
On Chalky's perspective, yeah. I do not think he wants to be friends with Nucky at all.
Yeah.
But I don't think the same about Nucky.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's trying to stick through with this friendship. I think Chalky.
No, I think Chalky.
Oh, another story.
No, right now. But Chalky, I think, did want to be. No, he wanted to be his friend. I think Chalky was trying. It's
and
just.
Chalky,
no.
Chalky's just losing everything one by one.
Right.
Betrayal, friendship,
right.
love,
but
family, da da da.
But I think initially, in all the seasons up to now, he did. He liked him.
Chalky's going to the dark side.
Yeah, well, now he is. He's lost.
Mm-hmm.
I agree, Kevin. I think he liked him. I think it worked. Again, when you're dealing with the power dynamics also, even looking back on last week's episode when Chalky's mentor was speaking about his relationship to the Commodore, that power play.
It was the same thing.
I got what the Commodore let me take, you know? So it's always just that. That's all I'm saying. It's just always that interplay.
And by the way, you know, historically, it kind of is that way, right?
Yeah.
It's like it's black on the stage, mm-hmm. white in the house. You
absolutely.
Know, in other words, you know, so you'll get your money for dancing on the stage,
absolutely.
Which is good money, but you're not getting the house money.
Right. And that's, again, where Narcisse becomes even more dangerous to Nucky's existence mm-hmm. because he's not someone that understands
and we see it in our business today.
Yep.
Unless you're Oprah or Tyler Perry,
mm-hmm.
we see a lot of that.
Of course.
Today. So
of course.
It's just interesting. Nucky and Eli and Willie.
Make an exchange. Sorry.
So
I was about to still on the other thing. I totally thought we were going Nucky and Narcisse.
No, go ahead. So
I thought we have to lead
that.
Into the actual Onyx Club and what went down.
Oh, okay.
Are we going to do that later?
We can do that later.
I was going to do it later, but I was going to
do
the shooting toward the end because
there's so much
comes out of that shooting.
All right.
So, Nucky, Eli, and Willie get, you know... Eli comes up to the house. Nobody's there. The hotel's empty. He out comes his gun and put the gun away, says Nucky. And it's once again the two brothers get together and let it all spill out.
And this was such a wonderful scene.
It was.
Visually, verbally, well written, well shot. I loved it. Especially just the introduction of... seeing the battle between brothers, father, son, I really loved this scene.
Show me why Nucky is always the one that comes out on top in terms of business and smarts. Because how stupid are you, Eli? When your brother calls you up and tells you to come pick him up, like, you know what's up. So it's like either he knew and just went into it as a man to just accept the consequences.
He was just, okay. He was screwed no matter what he did. He kind of knew. He's like, why don't we have...
So he knew.
Yeah, the previous scene with Eli at his house, we were talking about that ghost-like instrument, that one,
mm-hmm.
that, and it was making those ghost sounds. Just interesting. I just want to, you know, mention that. You know, Eli and Willie was like, you know, what's up with Uncle Nucky? He's like, how's that your concern? You
mm-hmm.
know, but it was just, again, just I thought great score, great, you know, mm-hmm. great moment. I don't know the name of that instrument. I've seen it before.
Yeah.
But the sound, you know, Sarah, you said it's mm-hmm. almost ghost-like. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why are you saying that? I mean, Sami's going to die. Here's why I think that don't rule out Chalky going so to the dark side. Don't rule out Chalky being and his friendship with Nucky being redeemed.
Okay.
Do not rule that out because we've seen what we saw from Eli and Nucky earlier seasons.
Come back. Yeah.
They were like... blood enemies,
mm-hmm.
then they came together. Tonight, he's about to die, but when Eli explains it all, you know Nucky was, I feel like Nucky was like, I get it.
Yeah.
You should have just taken it on the chin yourself, Eli. Mm-hmm. And here I am. I'm the bad guy. Mm-hmm. Like, it's your son that killed a kid in a college stunt. I put my neck out to save him. Mm-hmm. Now I'm in this mess, but I'm the bad guy. You know, but at the same time, I feel like it wasn't a greedy, jealous Eli who did this. He was trying to save his son. And I feel like Nucky empathized with that.
I do too.
I agree.
Well, and when he called him out. That, yeah.
Yeah.
Which, on the thank family God, really issue. Came in.
Yeah. On the family issue, though, I think that's really what all this, we all can go back to all the stuff we know in seasons past with the father and the house burning down and Nucky striving for family. He tried to buy a family, if you will, with Margaret and her kids. And it's like Eli did say correctly, you'll never fill that void. And
by the way, and I agree with him.
Yep.
Do you think that if Willie doesn't come in, Nucky kills him, or was Nucky just making a statement trying to get information?
Sorry, you shouldn't.
I completely don't think that Nucky was going to kill him.
No.
Not only because of the conversation at the end, but also because to me, he had full opportunity to do it right away. Mm-hmm. Especially when Eli did come in with his gun pulled, and you kind of saw someone around the corner. And
you saw a hand, yeah.
Yeah, and you knew someone was ready. Mm-hmm. And if he really wanted him killed, I don't think he needed to wait that long. I don't think he needed to push him that hard. I think he was trying to prove a point, trying to scare him, trying to...
Okay, for me, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same as... If he was really that angry, he could have shot him on the porch. He could have shot him before I let him in the house, but he went all the way through the motions trying to get him down to his knees. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think he was ever going to shoot him.
And going fast forwarding to your points there, when we get to the car, he tells him, basically. Mm-hmm. I'm not actually that guy. If you really knew me, you'd know he's your father. He's my brother. I'm not that guy.
I'm not the person you think I am.
Right.
Yes.
So my question was...
Who does Willie think he is?
Does he mean I'm not... Is it I'm not the bad guy you think I am? Or I'm not the candy ass you think I am? I'm not nice Uncle Nucky you think I am.
Oh, see, I guess I took that line as...
No, I didn't know. I felt it was very ambiguous.
I took that line much bigger. Okay. I didn't take it just to be Willie. I think that... As a person, Nucky has this depiction, this picture of how the whole world sees him. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he's that person. Like, a lot of people come for him to help for the only way out as this businessman, as this ruthless guy who looks at everyone as a partner, not as a friend. And I think that who he is, who he's striving for is, you know, he does want this void filled. He does want this family. He does want... Part of him wants to be in Cuba with Sally. Like, I think that's more of what he was talking about. It's more of what people think he's capable of and what he thinks he's capable of. And sometimes he has crossed that line, like with Jimmy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Jimmy, yeah.
But that's how I took that. I think it was directed at Willie, and especially since they're sharing that moment and they have the same, you know, gold cigarette token and just the symbolism of Nucky's being completely empty and him going to Willie for a cigarette when it used to be the other way around. Mm-hmm. Just the passing of the torch and them coming together. But I do think that was a bigger picture line than just at Willie.
I love when he just told these, like, he came to me because I'm the one who could help him.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't be able to help him. Exactly.
Yeah.
Before we get to Eli Knox, we have to mention that Jimmy's body is uncovered.
Yeah. Yeah, they found it.
Well, Nucky gave the info to...
Oh, yes. No.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's another example of Nucky. And that's why I took the line to mean that. I'm not the bad guy. I'm not as ruthless as you think I probably am and as I probably make a good job and good faith effort to portray myself to be. Because he very easily could have told Richard, go F off.
Mm-hmm. What does finding that body do for Jillian's case?
Oh, she's guilty. Because now there is a body. Now we know where Jimmy is, so we know Jimmy was not in the bathtub.
And it, like, destroys her whole story.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
It proves that she's been lying.
It proves that you did not, that was not Jimmy that died of a heroin overdose in your bathtub.
And her whole Jimmy's excuse in a field. About how she was tricked and how she was sad.
She said she was in love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why during the final montage she's crying?
Yeah.
It's been revealed to her.
Because now she knows she's actually going to jail.
I think it's also part of, and I think it's even more, I mean, I think that she's always just said that Jimmy's lost.
Right. I was going to say, and she now has to deal with the fact that Jimmy's really dead.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Gotcha. Wow.
Like, I mean, I think she obviously had a suspicion. She's a smart woman. But that gives you no doubt when they're like, that yeah. is...
Are we not seeing her anymore?
Yeah.
She's
of course
done?
We are.
Yeah,
no,
we're seeing her again,
we're seeing
right?
her again.
Okay.
They wouldn't have brought her back just for that one snippet in court,
so,
I don't think.
So Eli and Knox, amazing battle.
Amazing.
Wow, like, that's
cringe,
why, you know, it's just... Even, you know, to direct a fight scene, mm-hmm. it's hard.
Yeah.
And these fights, we you know, going back to the Pernsley
and Chalky
fight was, yeah. This was twice that, I
yeah,
thought.
Yeah, I thought so too.
A crazy-ass fight between mm-hmm. the two of them. And I didn't know who was coming out of this.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know who was coming out either. And I thought that we were going to get a savior coming in.
I did too. I thought the wife, but I guess she's stupider than I thought. But yeah.
She's no daughter.
She's no Margaret.
She's no Margaret.
Mm-hmm.
That's it for Mr. Knox.
Goodbye.
Yeah, thank goodness. And I liked that it was Eli that did it. And I liked that Eli did it with his bare hands as opposed to a gun or anything else. It just showed the personalness of...
Choking him by the collar.
Yep.
What?
I thought that was very
shutting
interesting.
Him up.
And, well, whatever happens, the FBI finds out about it.
Yeah.
So why? I was thinking somehow they'd be able to get rid of the body or whatever, but no.
No, you're not. Not the feds, Kev. You can't get
even
it up
then,
on the feds.
No.
Yeah,
they're in a tricky situation. There yeah. are. I mean, just how, for instance... Edgar, mm-hmm. Edgar Hoover was kind of. I was getting a little bit confused on how he was translating this with Narcisse and how
well,
federal
let's get,
agents
so
and Garvey
we'll
bringing
get,
all these stories into one.
Listen, let's get. We're going to get them. We're going to do the mm-hmm. shooting, and then we're going to talk about when he takes in mm-hmm. Narcisse. But with Eli and Knox, I think this clears. I think things are going to be okay between. Eli and Nucky because he did the job for his brother, right?
Yeah.
He killed this guy. He's a threat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Nucky understands what he was doing for his son.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, Sarah, you're not as...
I mean, I don't. Nothing ever happens that cleanly. Like,
well, no, I mean, he's now a man on... No, he's on the lam now, and we know he's got, he gets delivered to Van Alden. They called Chicago. Mm-hmm.
Which is
and
so
said,
interesting.
You have a good yeah. guy come work for you. He must have called Al. Now we know Al's in power, so it's going to be interesting to see how Eli and Van Alden get along.
Oh, and they're
famously, I'm sure, right?
And they're setting up the cards. They're setting up the cards for all this. Think about it. You've got Narcisse now with Edgar. In, you know, Washington or wherever. We also have What's-Her-Face in Washington, who we haven't seen in a couple episodes, who was brought in this
right.
season. She knows who Van Alden is. Van
yeah.
Alden's gone in hiding. Now we've got Eli and Van Alden in hiding. So both of them are going to want a window to the good side.
And by the way...
To be, you know, cleared.
Oh, they're
working for the feds. Yeah.
And they each could be each other's window.
Mm.
Like, both of them are wanted.
Yeah.
And now they're in the same situation.
So they could get together to clear themselves.
Or they could go against each other to clear themselves.
Right.
There's a lot right. there. They're totally just
Or they could fall in line and help Al go to power, rise to the power we know he's going to rise to.
We'll find out.
Okay.
But there's a lot there. There's a lot of opportunity.
Let's talk about the meeting between Chalky and Narcisse, finally. And we see Chalky's guys come in again. I've been saying it from day one, but they're all, even their
They've
outfits.
They've got skills.
Just all, who's got skills?
Chalky's guys.
Why do you say that?
Why do I think they've got skills?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, the two times we've seen them recently, they kind of turned down their enemy in one fell swoop quite easily.
They got in quietly to Nucky. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm
mm-hmm.
saying
and they really
production design wise, they're in
they're homely.
Yeah, they're mm-hmm. not they're in lower class suits
yes.
and outfits still, and you know, there's Narcisse in the tux, his people yeah. all in tuxes. Just very interesting. So they have the sit down
mm-hmm.
and at first you know, Narcisse is like, why do I need you? You know, mm-hmm. you're a beaten man. Well, I've got daughter Maitland. Oh, yeah, well, basically, let's, you know, just cutting to the chase because I know we're 48 minutes in now. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, well, I have your daughter.
Mm-hmm. That was sad.
And so Richard appears, and we're so excited.
Yep.
And then we see he's having problems with his trigger finger.
That's a mental thing, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's mental.
Yeah.
I think that's him throwing back to where he couldn't shoot
mental.
The dog. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Still not fully Richard mm-hmm. as we know and love him.
And he had a bead on Narcisse.
Yep.
And by the way, so before that, he says goodbye to to Tommy, says, I love you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when she says, I'll see you in 3 days, or he says, I'll see you in 3 days, I was like, okay, that's yeah, a like, yeah. Three is very biblical, the Trinity, the whole thing. I said, guys, that he's in trouble.
Say goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Say, you know,
I didn't want to believe it.
To which she responds, I will hunt you down.
Oh, yeah. I will hunt you down. And so, you know what? Does that mean she will fight for his memory?
She's going to fight for
something. She'll fight for Tommy. I think that's honestly the only thing she...
I mean, she kissed him. It was a real kiss.
Yeah. Well, I thought I bought their love story a while back.
I did, but yeah. I don't think I've ever, you know, well, he kissed once at the dance, but this was... And he stepped up and did it.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, and the fact that he said, I love you to the son, to Tommy, it wasn't, you know, it was beautiful.
And the very brief glimpses we've gotten of them two together, I feel like they really did make their love sink in. Mm-hmm. Like straight through. I think that they're one of the most believable loves on this entire show.
I agree.
When, you know, going back to the prosecution, it was an interesting choice of prosecutor. Do you see his face was disfigured too?
Yes.
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 It was very interesting. And the Dutch shot of Richard, if you see it again, you know, it's a Dutch is obtuse. It means when it's not when the angle of the shot is not straight, you know, it's a little bit off, a little skew. It usually means that something's wrong. And the shots on Richard were like that. So it kind of foreshadowed what was going to happen. And of course, his trigger
fingers. He was off keel and so was Knox.
Knox, yeah.
How's Knox off kill?
There's a line said by
the other FBI agent.
Right, who said, yeah, give me your weapon.
Yeah.
He's gone off.
Well, he knew he was crazy.
Gone off his rocker.
He's crazy.
Anyway, he kills, talking about Richard. Richard shoots
Maybell.
Oh, an accident. Poor Maybell.
Yeah.
We all knew that the failures or the
daughters would switch.
Yep. That the daughters would switch and that they'd both be kind of the undoings.
I wonder if Chalky's even going to get to the place to blame Richard and therefore blame Nucky. I don't even think it gets there. It just seems like something that...
Because ultimately it's still Narcisse's fault.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Narcisse is going to be the more... Chalky's depressed, sad, and he'll be angry. Narcisse is going to be furious because Nucky betrayed him to get him shot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very obvious.
Narcisse will figure that out.
Narcisse is going to figure that out.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. No.
And he knows it already.
Well, okay. Yeah. Both these guys. So when you talk about Chalky's lost his daughter, violent, seeing red. Mm-hmm. Now flip the switch. Let's talk about Narcisse meeting with J. Edgar Hoover.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to be absolutely violent to see this guy who has always been, more or less, he's always been in control 99% of the time. And even when he wasn't in control, he still had his pride. Then he was like a tough guy. But this was the first time we saw him, his balls clipped.
Yeah.
Basically. And that, to me, is going to make a guy like that beyond violent.
Yeah. So dangerous.
And rageful.
So a couple of things. We know earlier in this episode, Hoover refers to Garvey's appeal. He's talking about the appeal of Marcus Garvey. So I got to be careful how I talk about this because technically this could be a historical spoiler too. And I'm shocked because I thought for sure this storyline was going to end tonight, but I think it's going to go on. So Garvey was, he wasn't the hustler that Narcisse is. He never did anything wrong in the traditional sense. So the feds couldn't get him. So what they finally got him on, they arrested him for mail fraud charges concerning a ship line that he had set up for Libyans, as Narcisse would call them, but for black people to get back to Africa on a ship called the Black Star Line. And how he funded this whole project was people would buy like stock almost to get on board, and the feds got him for the ownership. He never really owned the Black Star Line or whatever. So anyways, the feds arrested him. It was appealed, and I can't tell you what ends up happening, but I can tell you that I was so shocked to see Narcisse succumbing basically to Hoover's demand that he become a spy for the very man that he idolizes and worships and buys into his ideologies, and now he's, like you said, balls are clipped, and you're going to have to turn on him.
And when
with the threat of immigration. I'll say that. I can say
it
that.
It's almost seemed like Hoover was admitting that the other guy wasn't
a pimp and a what's it?
You are. He said you sir are a pimp and a peddler.
Yeah.
Like, don't play
like you're the same.
Right.
You're not the same.
You're not. You know, it's that other guy, he's anti-American, so mm-hmm. we're going to nail him for that. But you, mm-hmm. you're a pimp and a peddler. And he is.
Mm-hmm. He is. He can.
You know, he's masquerading and he's rationalizing mm-hmm. and he's beating women. Mm-hmm. I mean.
And killing them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And hence why he kind of knew he could
great quote
give
there.
Him this.
Right.
Option to turn.
Great quote. Mm-hmm. Truth is what those in power wish it to be. Isn't that mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. accurate?
Yeah. And you're right, Kevin. This is the first time we've seen Narcisse truly without power. Even though a part of me actually, maybe I'm being naive, I thought that he would just get deported. I really did. Because if you really buy into, and this is maybe why we know ultimately he's a big, big fraud in every way. Maybe this whole season, I've thought that he really was struggling with the duality of his roles, pimp and peddler versus black nationalist. At the end of the day, we know which side he goes on. And not with a lot of hesitation. It didn't really seem like a difficult choice.
Why did he say, I'm a follower of Christ?
That's a good question.
I mean, is he a follower of Christ? Or was he trying to disarm Hoover?
I can tell you that Christian principles underlie all of this stuff, this whole nationalist movement.
And I mean, he's quoted it's the Bible so much. I guess it's okay
because he probably sees Jesus as black.
Of course.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
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 I mean, I think it's just interesting. Like, I think the part, he has so much, though, on his peddler pimp side that's still keeping him there. Mm-hmm. Like, not only he wants to find daughter, that's still a thing. I'm sure he wants revenge now. Not only on Chalky, but also
on Nucky.
On Nucky.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I think on everybody on Hoover. Yeah. This mm-hmm. guy is going to be.
Yeah.
He's going to be unglued, like we said, yeah. just the mm-hmm. same way.
Yeah, but look at the price, though. Like, you're going to have to rat out Marcus Garvey. That's a big deal.
Right.
I mean, people understand. Most people don't, like, you know, you'll say Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, and no, they don't know Marcus Garvey. At one point in time, led the biggest black movement this country's ever seen. Movement. Big deal historically. So that's huge.
I was going to talk about what I think is going to happen with Narcisse, but we'll talk about them in predictions. Mm-hmm. So Richard takes a bunch of bullets and mm-hmm. just the way they edited.
It looked like one bullet.
What's that? One bullet, but then they kept shooting at him, but no one hit him.
Okay. I think it was the one hit. But
and that bothered you. It was one bullet. Sorry. Tall takes his one, baby.
And it was
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. I totally believe that someone could get killed by one bullet. I just find it interesting that in the same episode, mm-hmm. we see an old man get hit by
I know, but what you can't fight with history if that's what happened. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's what happened.
I'm not saying that. I just think it's interesting. I'm not saying it's wrong.
All right.
I'm not saying that
so
anything like that.
Let's just talk about the fact that Richard bleeds out mm-hmm. and yeah. great editing.
Yeah,
and we cool. see what looks like his home that has his sister's new husband.
Baby,
you know, and then Tommy and the father-in-law mm-hmm. and the wife and Richard's approaching. But the way they edited it, it was mm-hmm. like
very dreamlike.
Black dream screen, sequence. Then yeah. it was to the shot. And we see Richard with the mask on, which, you know, by the way, he doesn't wear glasses. It's just, mm-hmm. you know, to keep his face on. And then when we see, we cut back to him and it's his regular face, yeah. his handsome Richard Harrow before mm-hmm. whatever happened in World War One, and then we know, like, okay, he's just clearly, you know, yeah. And then we see an amazing close up of the
face,
his mask, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it, and then him sitting, you know, lying. Sitting against a pier, I think, and then that great wide shot, and yeah, we know he bled out, And he died.
And it seemed like he had like the single tear, and it was the profile of just his good side. We never.
Gosh. Mm-hmm. It's so bad, and you know, and as I was saying, you know, why would they do this? Ebony had a theory, and I think you're right, Ebony.
Yeah, I was like, we know this character is fabulously played by Jack Huston, and he must just be about to do a million movies. You know, he that has to be it, because there's no way I think they write off such an impactful mm-hmm. character. I think it just must be that he just can't do
has
it.
Has too many
anymore.
Obligations. Let's yeah. hope. Let's really hope that that's the reason.
Yeah.
Great yeah. guy. You know, I've said it in previous episodes. Yeah. I bumped, Marie was, he was on Extra one mm-hmm. time, and I had no idea who it was because he's a very handsome guy. He looks mm-hmm. nothing like Richard Harrow. Mm-hmm. And I found out at the last minute we talked about the role and how much he loves doing it. And you know, I do think he's got a long future. And yeah, yeah, maybe that's great. It. Maybe that's it. He's, mm-hmm. you know, but it's not going to be the same. Mm-hmm. I'm the one that didn't care that Jimmy died. I was fine with it.
I was fine with that too.
This one stinks.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Because now, really, other than, I think, maybe Chalky, but at this point, Chalky's different.
And I'm worried about Chalky. Chalky's not Chalky, exactly.
Right. Chalky's going to be different, so I don't know who...
he's going to be, but I still think that...
The only person I'm playing to is Willie.
Well, because, I was going to say, I didn't know who Nucky could trust now that Richard's gone, but I guess maybe Willie.
Yeah.
That must be who they're lining up.
They did line him up. Mm-hmm. I mean, he kind of... Mm-hmm. He's been, and they've been preparing us kind of for that for the past.
We'll talk in predictions
season.
About it. Do we have catches of the week from Mike August?
Oh, yeah. We do have catches of the week from last week. Give me 1 second, folks. Thank you, Mike August,
yeah,
by the
great.
Way, for
yeah.
always putting these in.
Ugh, tough episode.
So.
I just had a moment to reflect. Like, Nucky's lost, like, his two most confident side people.
He lost Eddie.
He lost Eddie, and now you mm-hmm. lost Richard.
Richard. And Richard came back to him at the end, and mm-hmm. you know, they could have... There was more to explore with their relationship.
Yeah.
And, you know what? It must be movie star time.
Gotta be movie star time.
What do you got,
All
Sarah?
All right. Okay. So last week's title, which I think I'm going to pronounce wrong. It's Harvey?
Harvey de la Grace.
Harvey de la Grace was a primary town on the eastern route of the Underground Railroad mm-hmm. in Maryland, mm-hmm. and slaves passed through to reach freedom into Pennsylvania. The town was a candidate to be named the U.S. Capital and was ultimately lost to a close post, obviously, to mm-hmm. D.C. There was a sound of a train in the background when Chalky was talking to Daughter Maitland outside, which may have been placed there as an homage to this. Of course, also symbolized her leaving in the later episode. So just bringing to us, we talked a lot about what this area was representing, what the title represents. Mm-hmm. So the historical significance, the train significance, also the symbolic significance. What is freedom? How to get away from all of this?
I'll also add, I watched the Inside stuff on HBO Go, mm-hmm. and Harvey, that the phrase can also be translated into Haven of Grace,
and doesn't
literally.
She say that at one
I think
point
she does say that at some point in the episode. And so this notion that a mentor's house was to be a safe haven for them, much like the houses on the actual Underground Railroad. So interesting.
Furthermore, this one's to you, Kevin.
All right.
With your love of the number 3 and mention mm-hmm. of Trinities,
right.
you wanted to point out that Jillian had fleur-de-lis on her dress last episode, mm-hmm. Which is made up of 3 flower petals. Also, it's in symbolism in literature. The fleur-de-lis was branded on people to identify them as criminals. It was all one example of this was in the 3 Musketeers. It's also used by the Boy Scouts, which has been in the past of Boardwalk episodes. So, just adding on to your love of threes in this show, putting it out there. One contrast he did want to point out was. An eerie, he says, when Jillian said, I am free to Roy earlier, just to have him put her back in jail. And he also mentions it's crazy for her to have been pulled from one hell of heroin into another, which is a prison sentence.
Right.
Finally, or one of the other things, I have like 50 options on here for Mike August, you guys. Honestly, I think we'll just have to like post them in the comments mm-hmm. or something because there's just so much. He talks about the albatross, how this is getting pulled in. He talks about when Jillian asked Roy about his future home, he replied, it's smaller than what you have now. Just the subtext of the fact that this is what you have now, but you will be going to prison. Yeah. And foreshadowed through the whole episode of their relationship. Mm-hmm. Also, there were more nautical and navigator references, which are things we've encountered earlier in this season. One being Necky granting permission to come on board at the Albatross, and the other one when Roy saying smooth sailing. So just their constant repetition of imagery and symbolism, not through each episode, but through the entire arc of the show. Good nods, good catches. There's
great.
Many, many more. But I think we have that to go on. Good.
Okay, so let's move into predictions for next season.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
Well, that final montage was playing, sung by Daughter Maitland, and I felt
Kevin was so happy.
And you know what? This was one that I thought was good. This was very organic to me. Mm-hmm. The song was great. It set a great mood. I like the fact that now she went from singing in this white in the house, black on the stage, to black in the
juke
house.
Juke joint. She's at a juke joint.
Juke joint.
Yep.
More to her grassroots. Mm-hmm. Probably better move, right?
Much better move. Much safer. Right. Less stakes. You owe less.
Does Chalky know where she is?
I don't think so. Do you think so, Kevin?
No.
I thought he was faking the whole time.
Yeah. Because she just left in the middle of the night, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we see a lot happen. One of the things, Margaret moves in. Rothstein gets her place.
Apartment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Van Alden picks up Eli, which is crazy. We talked about that. This is a wild prediction, but with Hoover around, I don't know if Narcisse is going to be our biggest villain.
Well, his power has been almost stripped. I mean, at this point, it's not. And the feds, I mean.
He might not be. Oh, keep going.
Well, I was going to say, it's just not much. You don't have a lot of wiggle room with the feds. I know that from personal experience.
Well,
you just don't.
I have hated him. Mm-hmm. You know, Jeff Wright's a great actor. It's a great character. But I've hated him like I hated Jip. I want him dead. But when he was so badly emasculated by Hoover, I felt bad for him. When Hoover called him a pimp and a peddler, I was fine with that. Mm-hmm. But
when he made him call him sir,
yes, mm-hmm. yeah. When it came down to that, it's like, I don't know. I don't know if they won't redeem him, but I don't know. Will they make him more gray? Will they give us a reason to root for him at some point? Will there be other people worse than him we want to see killed before him?
That might happen. I think he'll just end up getting deported ultimately.
I think that while he's not going to be the biggest villain, I still think he's just going to be a really big threat. He has you know what I mean?
100%.
He's controlled, but he's a threat.
He's 100% going to be. But I wonder how far he'll go to play ball with the FBI, or will he, at the last minute, be good to his cause? Will he be a peddler and a pimp, or will he be a doctor?
It depends how quickly he can get his goals accomplished.
Gotcha.
Yeah, his goals now, though, are tied with the hands of Hoover. Mm-hmm. And we got to know that Chalky's just going to be just out for blood for him. I mean, that's just going to be insane.
Chalky's got a new army.
Yep.
Back to the grassroots. He's back. He's out in the woods.
And now he almost has nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose.
Yeah.
I mean, he has the rest of his family.
He has
still.
The rest of his family, but.
Yeah, he's going to be pretty pissed off. And I still think that him and Nucky are going to work it out.
Possibly so. And I just want to say, I think Jillian's going to end up having a lot of sex with these prison guards, and somehow that's going to get her
because
out.
That's right, because you see the prison guard was chirping away at her.
Yeah. That's going to happen, and she's going to get out early, and we'll see more of her.
Chalky and Nucky are in a bad state for the whole next season, I think.
And maybe that's maybe next year's finale, they get together and save each other.
Something
and of course
there.
We know
that's what I think.
Capone's going to rise to power, and that's going to be very bloody.
And Willie will be the new right hand for Nucky. Is that what we think?
Yeah. Consigliere, probably. Yeah, it looks like it. And it's going to be fun to see Eli.
And we're getting
Chicago.
A woman battle at some point.
Yeah.
100%. We have to get. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we have to get
Richard's wife
versus. Girl.
Yeah.
Richard's wife against Jillian.
Mm-hmm.
Someone.
All right.
Rest in peace, Richard.
Yeah, I know. So right. Thank you.
It's okay. He's going to do a movie, guys.
Yeah, no,
we'll see him on the big
thank
screen.
You, Mr. Houston, for your work.
Amazing.
Fantastic. A thank you to Terrence Winter.
Yes.
Tim Van Patten.
Yep.
Everyone else, obviously, Buscemi, who, you know, you were admitting tonight, Ebony.
That I would absolutely go on a date with Steve Buscemi. More so than Michael Pitt.
Than Michael Pitt, yeah. Yep. And you know what? Smart girl.
Yep, he's
amazing. Talent, baby. Very attractive.
So amazing.
Ebony, how do I find you?
At Ebony _K on Twitter or www.ebonykwilliams.com.
Nice.
Sarah?
I am here at AfterBuzz TV. I'm also on a podcast called Anatomy of a Movie.
Anatomy of a Movie.
Anatomy you know of a Movie.
I saw Nebraska, and I want to be on Anatomy of a Movie for Nebraska.
Both of you. Come join us.
I was very inspired. No, and you said you...
I want to do a Dallas...
Buyers Club.
Dallas Buyers Club.
Okay, so you guys will see us on that.
Yeah.
Anatomy of a Movie at Undergaro, and I think same thing for Undergaro for Twitter. Steven, thank you very much.
Thank you, Steven.
And everyone, thanks so much for tuning in. You know, guys, the fan support this year was great. It really helped
amazing.
Us a lot. And we look forward to your final comments for this season.
You guys are wonderful.
I'm going to miss you guys.
Yeah, we'll miss you too. And I know we'll be back next year.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later,
Sastrin.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.